T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Justin Verlander is scheduled to pitch tonight for the Houston Astros at Comerica Park. But, of course, he's in town with the team and was kind enough to do his session with the media. As you know, anytime Justin Verlander comes back to Detroit, he's going to get surrounded by microphones and cameras because he is only one of the greatest athletes to perform in this town, certainly in the last 25 years and maybe of all time when all is said and done and he puts together his final pitching mark. I'll give credit to Verlander for this. Well, let's give credit to Verlander for a lot of things. But I do think he genuinely liked it here in Detroit. I do think if he had his druthers, he would have retired as a Tiger.
Yeah.
He would have played his entire career in one city.
I wish they would have been better when he got traded.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I think it made sense to trade him at the time. And we'll see what the players they acquired for Verlander can turn into. And he's been great since he got to Houston. So maybe a win-win. We shall wait and see. But he was asked by, amongst others, including our own Jeff Rieger, a couple things. He talked about a lot of different issues. And the big one here, why does he think they were never able to win a World Series title while he was a member of the Detroit Tigers?
The reason? I think the reason was the time off before the two World Series. I think we had the talent to do it for many, many years. When it comes to playoff time, it's kind of a roll of the dice. I mean, it comes down to the hottest team at the right time. And I think we were that team twice, and just we got cooled off by the week layoff for the World Series both times. Sucks. It's the name of the game. I mean, probably the only sport, this sport, that the time off like that will hurt you. Every other sport, I think it's a benefit. This one, it is absolutely a negative. And I think, you know, looking at our championship in 17, we went 7 games against the Yankees before the World Series, and I think that's a benefit. I kept saying that to the guys. Like, we win this thing, we're hot, we're coming into the World Series playing good baseball without time off. And that's one thing I wish that could have changed in the past. I mean, I felt bad. Mr. I put his heart and soul into this organization and did everything he possibly could to allow us to win a championship and came close a couple times. It's probably one of my biggest regrets, not winning one for him.
So there he is, Justin Verlander at Comerica Park before the game. You buy it, Stoney?
I think there's some truth to it. I don't buy it 100%, but, you know, it happened twice, at least the second time, they kind of adjusted when they went to Florida to try to play like simulated games. But either the first year, 2006, part of that reason, the Mets Cardinals, they had a rain out, so that got delayed even more. And they did nothing. They went to Ford Field to just, you know, throw the ball around. And I'm sure your timing, as JV said in that clip, it really throws you off a little bit.
Yeah, baseball is a game of routines more than any other. And when you're taken out of your routine for a week and then dropped right back into it, it's hard to make up for that. And when you have a pitching staff, you obviously want to rest their arms.
Yeah.
You're not going to throw Justin Verlander. I'm sure he threw the ball, but I'm saying you're not going to throw hard. And, you know, Verlander is legendary for his, you know, his whole, like, remember he used to do the Taco Bell thing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he had a whole routine.
He could have also said the fact that I pitched crappy in World Series games didn't help that much.
Yeah, it would have been nice to hear that.
Yeah.
Just a little. You know, I could have pitched better in the game one of both of those.
Yes.
It set the tone.
Especially,
I don't buy the layoff. The layoff is game one. Sorry. Yeah, you can get the excuse to be a little rusty, but by game two, and they won game two in 06, and there's just no excuse for them at that point. The series is on. You're playing baseball to go to St. Louis and get swept. You know?
Yeah, but I do think there's something to that. And look, what he says about the World Series and that baseball champion is correct. The best team, I mean, if you look back over the last 20 years in baseball, does the best team win the World Series? What would you say?
Most of the time.
Ooh, disagree. Most of the time? By most meaning what, like 70, 80%? I'd say.
No, 60, 65%, something like that.
I think we've seen it the last three seasons. The Red Sox, the Astros, and the Cubs were all the best teams.
I think certainly the Red Sox and the Cubs. You know, the Astros, I think, is debatable, certainly. I mean, they played the best in the postseason. I guess I go back to the Giants. The Giants were never the best team any of the 3 years they won it, I thought. In fact, I thought they were one of the wild card in 2014. 2012, they should have gotten knocked out in the first round, and they ended up winning the World Series. Yeah, the Tigers.
I get that too, but there's certain
and
years.
And some of those Cardinal teams, the Cardinal team that beat the Tigers, that's not a good team.
No, that was not a very good baseball
You look at that team, team, it's like you look at the great World Series teams, you're not going to put that Cardinal team up there.
I really feel like we give this team a little bit too much of a free pass for never winning.
Well, 2013 was the worst. I mean,
well, that
was
free pass.
A six, it was an 83-win Cardinal team. I mean, I'm sorry. It just, by the time you were 1-1 in the series, the layoff is over with. You're in the series. You're entrenched. It's 1-1. And to go to St. Louis and get swept and the bullpen the infield shenanigans that were happening, what was that? How'd you win game two and then that crap happened? And to me, it was more of a gag in 06.
Well, then he screwed up by not pitching Kenny Rogers the rest of the series. Well, I wouldn't have cost
That's
him.
One of those debates that will never die. And I'm on the wrong side of it, apparently. Because, you know, the whole thought was, why wouldn't you pitch Kenny Rogers in game five?
Right.
The real question is, why wouldn't you pitch Kenny Rogers in game one?
True.
I mean, he was your best pitcher. Pitch him in game one. They loved pitching him at Comerica Park for whatever reason. Maybe it's because he could cheat easier and the cameras wouldn't notice it.
Yeah.
Seeing he was caught cheating in game two. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you pitch him in game one? He was your guy. He was your ace. I disagreed with his rotation in 06, and I disagreed with Ausmus's in 2014. I mean, that didn't make any sense to me either.
No.
But you look, the Tigers lost to teams that they were better than during that run for sure. They should have actually won more division titles than they did.
Well, yeah,
they won the division in 2006. They didn't make it back to the playoffs until 2011.
They didn't win the division in 2006.
Pardon me, you're right. They were their wild card in 2006.
Yeah, they choked the division away.
Right,
and it ended up being okay because they beat the Yankees. But everybody thought they were done because the Yankees were going
to
beat them.
Right, you know, they took care of the Yankees and they got to the World Series. But I'm just saying. So they made the playoffs in 2006. They didn't get back to the playoffs until 2011.
The only year, yeah, it's true. The only year I thought they really lost to a team that they weren't better than was to the Texas. I thought Texas was better than them. I mean, or at least equal. They didn't lose. They weren't a better team than the Texas Rangers that year.
I agree, especially their bullpen.
Yeah.
Because that year in the bullpen, they really had.
Oh God, they were throwing out Ryan Perry, right?
I believe all they could really rely upon was Valverde and Benoit.
Well, 2011, right. Too, the starting staff was still coming together. Scherzer wasn't Scherzer yet. He was finding himself.
Right.
Because I remember he pitched game six, and I was hoping, man, he's got a chance to really raise his value here. And they got bombed.
Yeah. I remember thinking at the time that was almost a career-defining game for Scherzer. I was obviously clearly wrong about that. Yeah. But it's like he wanted to be the guy. He wanted to be the 1A to Verlander. And it's like, all right, here's your chance, game six. And he was not good at all. Like, he got crushed in that game.
Was that the game Nelson Cruz at the Grand Salami?
Which one? I mean, I believe he hit a Grand Slam in every game.
Didn't Beltre hit like an extra inning home run too or something like that?
That actually was a pretty interesting series. There was a lot that happened in that series.
I know.
All right. Verlander also was asked about the injuries that he sustained and the struggles he had in 2014 and why it took him so long to get back to who he is and who he was.
Well, I mean, the first year, I just didn't rehab my body properly. I was all out of whack and nothing was right. And I was battling being hurt. I mean, my arm hurt, you know, like I've gone back and talked about it. It just wasn't fun to pitch. Nobody wants to pitch when every time you throw, it hurts. You know, so it was at that point, it's either, okay, well, I need to change something or just continue to hurt the rest of my career. So obviously, given those two scenarios, I made some drastic changes. There's not so much you can do in season too. So I had the surgery in January and started pitching in February and spring. And so I didn't have enough time. It was too late once I realized that my body hadn't gotten back in order. There wasn't much I could do. So that off season is when I really fixed everything. So, coming into 15 is when I felt right again.
There he is, Justin Verlander.
What happens when you wait too long to have surgery, too close to the season.
Yeah. But I mean,
as opposed to Blake Griffin, who got it done as soon as the season ended.
There it is, the very next day. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.